Welcome to The Short Score, your weekly update of team roping news from across the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, welcome back to The Short Score. It's your host, Taylor. This is mid-July, I guess we can say, which is crazy that it is Salinas and Cheyenne time and NFR Open time. Gosh, I feel like this year has just flown by, which I think I've said every episode. But the last month, we've had some really big storylines, I feel like, in the world of pro rodeo that have been really neat to watch. I mean, things have really been heating up in the world standings race that have been hard to ignore. And so today, we are going to get to hear about a couple of those storylines. I feel like it only makes sense to kind of rewind it a little bit back before Cowboy Christmas. Lightning and Caden were the first big storyline of the summer, I would say, with their $30,740 a man 2 weeks that they had back in June heading into Cowboy Christmas. They raked in $20,868 a man the week of June 16th through 21st, highlighted, of course, by the wins in Nampa and then Elko, Nevada as well. They then rolled into another strong week the following week, June 24th through 28th, we'll say, taking home $9,872 apiece with checks at Reno, Pecos, and Greeley. For them, these were two big weeks of playing catch-up, and Lightning talks quite a bit about that in this episode of The Short Score, which is brought to you by SmartPak and Colicare, an innovative approach to hindgut health and colic prevention. Designed with research-backed ingredients and a unique support program, Colicare helps protect what matters most, your horse's health. Learn more at smartpackequine.com. I mean, 20,000, I think?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know the exact number, but yeah, 20, something like that.
I mean, that's huge. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it was good to kind of do a little catching up. We're not where we want to be, but thanks, you're closer. So
yeah. What kind of stood out last week to you? I guess, like, what was working in your guys' run to be so on the ball?
That I was catching. Normally, if I catch, my guy catches, so I just got to turn them more steers and give them a chance. So last week, was able to turn a higher percentage amount of steers, and so we won some money. We drew pretty good and just kind of made it work.
Mm-hmm. Did you realize kind of in the moment that you guys were tapped off, or was it not until after that you were like, dang, that was a heck of a run?
Well, at the end of the afternoon, I mean, we won quite a bit at Nampa, so that kind of helped or whatever. And we placed in both rounds, and then we tied for the average. So we were able to get a bunch out of there. And then at Elko, we went first, so that was nice, too, and got some tour points. So just at the end of the year, so.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, no, it was much, much needed week, for
yeah.
sure.
Walk me through it. Where did you guys start and where did you guys finish last week?
I think we started at Nampa. Mm-hmm. Nampa, we placed, I think, maybe third in the first round. Then we went to Vernal. I missed, no good. Pleasant Grove. We ended up third at Pleasant Grove. And then we went to Reno, caught the first one. I missed the second one. But I think we're still winning. I think we're splitting third, fourth, and fifth at the first round at Reno. So hopefully we went a little bit over there too. And then went to back to Nampa, placed in the second round, and then had to be like 5-2 to win it. We were 5-3. I kind of got hung up facing a little bit, but worked out. It's still was able to split the win, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's awesome.
Yes, and then went to Elko and drew on that run, and I kind of got him before he got to going too fast, and it worked out, so I was able to get the win there.
Yeah.
Steers over there stronger, so.
Mm-hmm. This is definitely a good time to have the ball rolling with the 4th of July coming up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I for sure hope it keeps rolling. Next week would be a great week to have a great week, so.
How has the 4th treated you in the past? Have you had good Cowboy Christmases? I can't really remember.
Yeah, I've had a couple good ones. last year I went a little bit, placed at Pecos and placed in around here or there. The year I rode with Lane Mitchell, we won St. Paul, placed at Pecos.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that would probably be the best fourth I've ever had at Europe at least.
Yeah.
Then I think the one year I rode with Colby, me and Colby did pretty good, like placed in the average at Prescott and placed, you know, two or three other, just placed along. So, but yeah, I guess that St. Paul is probably the biggest rodeo with the fourth that I've ever won.
Yeah. So. Perfect. So there's a good history there.
Yeah. St. Paul's an awesome rodeo. So it's good to do good where, you know, that I think that's honestly probably the best one over the fourth. Just because, I mean, we're placing around or two. I think that year me and Lane won it, we won like 13,000, I think.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Which was the last rodeo of the week, too. So we went from not having a good four to a great four.
Yeah. So. Yeah, for sure.
So, but it's funny how I could turn around that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Next in line to have a big week was James Arvizo and Levi Lord. They won Reno for $15,705 a man, but they did not stop there. Like Lightning and Caden, their momentum rolled right into the next week, where they won the Greeley Stampede for another $10,192 a man. And that honestly kicked off a really solid cowboy Christmas for those two. They ended up our third high money earners with $22,395 a man, and that moved them well inside the top five. Levi and I caught up briefly after their Reno win, and this is what he had to say at that point. So keep in mind, Greeley hadn't happened yet, no Cowboy Christmas, just the Reno win. You guys walked out with almost 17,000?
I think almost 16.
Almost 16.
15,800, yeah.
Cool. Are you kind of on cloud nine? I mean, surely that's a bucket list one.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, just to kind of, it used to kind of start the summer, I guess it doesn't anymore, but just towards the front of the year right here, going into a busy time, to get a big boost like that is definitely helpful. And then aside from the money part of it, just the, you know, the prestigious historic rodeo, everybody wants to go out there and do so good, and at the end of the day, only one team gets to. So
yeah,
for us to be able to do that, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is neat. Walk me through what those runs kind of looked like, if you don't mind.
First round, our steer looked really good, and we were like in the fourth set, and the steers had been pretty dang good, so we were kind of playing him for a pretty slow, and he was a good steer. He was sharper than we thought. So kind of beat us out of there. James just kind of went down and caught, and the run set up pretty good, and I healed him fast. We're 5-5, a little ways down the arena. And then our second round, we came back with the best steer in our set. It was just really, really slow. So we were kind of in a weird spot where obviously just another middle of the road run would guarantee the short round, but we had such a good steer that we felt like if we just made kind of a normal run, we would get some round money and then obviously set ourselves up to be towards the top, if not first in the average going in the short round. So we just kind of decided to go at him a little bit more like a normal run, and ended up being 4-4, which won fourth in the second round, which the rounds paced so good there, so that was nice. And then gave us a little cushion going in the short round. And then short round just had a really middle of the road steer, just good steer for what we needed to do. Going last, you kind of get to see everybody, so it was actually a pretty tough short round, which just made it simple for us, where we just didn't have to really think about nothing, just went and made another normal run, like there wasn't any laying up thought or anything like that. So just kind of pretty average run, and was 5-1, and obviously it was fast enough to get the win.
You feel like it's easier when you can just go make your guys' run, you don't have to back off at all?
I think so. I mean, especially this time of year when you're kind of out here trying to get in a rhythm, making the same type run. I mean, and we've already made the run twice at that rodeo. You know, if you start to miss the barrier or back off, it can just get to where it feels harder.
Yeah, that makes sense. Speaking of your guys' run, how has roping with James been? I mean, it looks good, but how's it feel?
Oh, it's been good. He's been doing a good job. He's got a couple of nice horses, and he's really smart about the way he ropes and wants to do good and tries really hard. That's about all you can ask for. So he's been doing a good job, and he's came up through the ranks, and I definitely felt like he was ready to, you know, have a chance to make it, and it's obviously going pretty good so far. So
yeah. You rode the black. He's kind of getting the call everywhere, huh?
Yeah, he just is pretty hard to beat for me. As far as a rodeo horse, he's so fast and so cally that he's going to give you a shot pretty much anywhere. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have just a big flashy stop or anything like that, but his speed and how easy he is to rope on is pretty hard to beat when you're rodeoing.
Yeah. Will you get to take him to pretty much everything over the 4th, or are you guys going to have to do some flying?
I'm going to fly to Prescott and ride my sorrel, but I'll ride the block everywhere else.
Cool. So. Well, that's nice. That'll be good. You've done some thinking of the world standings. I mean, you've been in the top 15 most of the year, but you've really kind of surged the last couple of weeks, I feel like. What are you thinking? How are you feeling? I mean, it's July.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's nice to see your name up there. Obviously, we're trying to get to whatever a safe number is, whatever you think a safe number is, as soon as possible. I mean, we're still a long ways from there, but obviously it's nice to kind of get up there towards the top where you see your name in the standings and get a little momentum. I mean, when you can win 16,000 at one rodeo, that definitely helps.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's nice. It doesn't mean too much right now, but obviously you got to get up there at some point. So it's nice to see your name up there.
Yeah. Have you started thinking about what you think it'll take this year?
I mean, yeah, it's just kind of a topic of conversation. You know? Mm-hmm. Everybody kind of talks about it, and it seems like it's just steadily gone up just a little bit each year. I mean, at some point, I think it'll kind of level off. Like, but rodeos just keep getting better and add more money. You know, just your average, like about the worst rodeo we'll go to adds 10,000.
Yeah. So
even since I started rodeo, and that's probably double from mm-hmm. what the worst rodeo we used to go to. So I would guess somewhere around 120 would be pretty safe, but it'd be either side of that.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by SmartPak and Colicare. Colic is one of the leading causes of emergency vet visits, and it's something every horse owner worries about. That's why SmartPak developed Colicare, a comprehensive approach to hindgut health and colic prevention. Colicare combines targeted digestive support with a program designed to help you stay ahead of potential issues, not just react to them. It's built on research, formulated to support a healthy gut environment, and backed by a unique benefit. Eligible horses enrolled in the program may receive up to $15,000 in colic surgery reimbursement. Whether you're hauling, training hard, or just managing day-to-day stressors, your horse's digestive system is constantly under pressure. Colicare is designed to help you manage those risks with confidence. Visit smartpackequine.com to learn more about how Colicare can support your horse's long-term health. And while we're kind of on the topic of Cowboy Christmas top earners, we obviously cannot forget about our number one team this year, Cody Snow and Lane Mitchell. They were our top earners this year, like I said, with $30,192 a man. Their biggest hits came from St. Paul, where they won $9,116 a piece, and then Greeley, where they picked up $7,410 a man. Of course, they went to Greeley before St. Paul, but anywho. They might just be the biggest story of this episode, considering at the time that $30,000 moved them inside the top 15 from outside the top 30. I want to say they're maybe 18th-ish now in the world. Don't quote me on that. But like I said, this moved them tremendously in the world standings from outside the top 30 right into the top 15 or right around it now. Like lightning, Lane talks a lot about how vital this jump was, and I think you guys are going to enjoy our conversation a lot. But you guys had a huge weekend. Congrats.
Yes, it was... It was very needed.
I wasn't going to say it, but...
Yeah, it was one of those deals where we just kind of had to have it, so...
Yeah. Well, I was going to talk about that. I mean, you guys came from outside the top 30 and are now, what, 15th, 13th, and 15th, I think?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me a little bit more about that. I mean, how big this was. Put it in your words, I guess.
Yeah, we both just had a slow winter, and then the spring wasn't much better, so we didn't leave the house with very much money.
Mm-hmm.
And then we haven't done just, or I mean, it was just time for us to have a big week, and yeah, we needed it. We were happy to have it. I guess our mentality on it was try to get the best runs everywhere we could, even if it was more traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Then that was fine, because we were in a situation where, I mean, we had to have a big week, so it's just part of it.
Yeah.
And our mentality was catch the steer, win when we win, and see how many times we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And luckily it worked.
How did you guys draw up last week? I mean, did you have any, like, were you fouled up anywhere, or?
Really, we went to Greeley in the slack, and mm-hmm. then went to Pinoca. It was a long week, really.
Yeah.
But we went to Pinoca, and then we drove all night to Mandan and barely made it. I don't think we were even supposed to make it. We got hung up at the border for like 2.5 hours.
Oh, no way.
Barely made it to Mandan. And then we were also up at Prescott. Mm-hmm. And so we had to get the rodeo back, conflict that, and then we had to fly to the Greeley short round. And from the Greeley short round, we drove all night to Red Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as we rode there, we drove all day to Oakley.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Oakley, we drove all night to Basin City.
Jeez.
And then we hurried over to St. Paul, and then we went to Malala. And hurried back for the second one at St. Paul. And then we drove all night, or 16 hours, all night and all day back to Cody.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we rode there, we got to Livingston as fast as we could. So it was quite a few days of just going wide open.
I was going to say, I mean, it does not sound like y'all had an easy fourth, by no means.
No, it was all night, all day. Yeah. As soon as it started, it was full contact. I mean, I think the earliest we pulled up to a rodeo was an hour and a half before.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
Yeah, it was hectic. We were all tired.
How do you kind of keep calm and focus on the task at hand when it's like that?
Well, it's just keep the goal the goal.
Yeah.
And your priorities, and catch the steer no matter what. Mm-hmm. You know, don't look at the times. Don't worry about the money. I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the rodeo pays, and it doesn't matter how fast everyone else is going.
Yeah.
And it's hard to keep that mentality, because all the rodeos pay so much.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to, you know, it's hard not to get greedy.
Mm-hmm.
And want to make the run of your life at every rodeo. But I would say it's easier to just go steer to steer, catch the steer, see what you win,
mm-hmm.
and go to the next one.
Yeah.
That way you don't get too just up and down over it, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. How had your cowboy Christmases gone in the past?
Not near as good as this one. yeah, this year was awesome. Last year, I think I won 19 something.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was like maybe 6th swimming winner last year, and then the years before that it was just normal, just
yeah,
whatever, a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm. But I was gonna say, you won St. Paul before, 2 years ago, was it?
Yes.
And you guys had a good hit there this year, right?
Yes. We drew a strong one on the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And just went and got him caught. I mean, we didn't do nothing crazy. We just stopped the clock. It was like, we hope we get a loper. But going into it, we were on the third, so we were, you know, halfway through the rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
And the average was super easy, so we knew that we just needed to stop the clock and get what we want, because before this week, we're behind on money, we're behind on tour points. I mean,
yeah,
all of it. So we had to catch steers for tour points.
Mm-hmm.
and the money, obviously, but we really needed the tour points. So that was our big goal, was catch the steer, stop the clock everywhere we go, and they're going to let us win what we win, and we're going to get tour points. Yeah. So I drove strong one on the first one. We knew it. We're like, hey, we're just going to go catch this deer, and then hopefully we get a loper, and if we don't, that's part of it. Mm-hmm. Well, we come back, and they did give us the loper, and then we were like, all right, well, let's use him. You know, here's our chance.
You know? Yeah. Okay, you said best fourth yet. What kind of stood out about this year? What was the difference, you feel like?
We had a lot of good runs this year. I mean, like I said about the traveling, mm-hmm. but it was, I mean, all our runs were pretty good. I mean, Mandan Slack's a good time to go.
Yeah.
Cody and Livingston was at the end of the week, and we had to drive a long ways to it, but mm-hmm. we were fine with it because we were the last day at both of them.
Yeah.
I mean, we went at the end, or not the end, but far enough down at St. Paul where we knew what we had to do. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't too bad, really. Yeah. I mean, all these last firsts this week, I mean, these guys beat them up in the last firsts everywhere. So mm-hmm. I think entering was a big deal this week, trying to get the best runs you can and deal with the travel plans.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like being last perf really was worth the sleepless nights. Yeah. Knowing what you had to do.
You look at it, last perf at Oakley won the rodeo.
Exactly.
Last perf at Livingston won the rodeo. I mean, you get to looking at all these rodeos. Last perf at Basin won the rodeo. Mm-hmm. Last set at St. Paul. I mean, every one of them pretty much.
Yeah.
They won the rodeo the last day, so...
Yeah.
And I think with the natives, it's going to be more like that. You know, and then Cody had it great. I mean, I think he missed one steer.
Yeah.
He missed one steer all week. I mean, mm-hmm. that's unbelievable. Heading, taking a lot of risky throws that are initially high percent shots.
Mm-hmm.
And just doing his job over and over and over. So it's... It's nice to follow.
That's nice of you.
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect. Did you ride Oz on all of them or all but one?
Yes, I rode my sorrel horse I called Chop at Greeley. And then other than that, I rode Oz everywhere else.
Crazy.
That horse is tough.
Yeah.
He's fast. He's good. I have a lot of confidence on him. I mean, that horse has done everything for me. So that's a really, really good horse. And got a lot of confidence in him. And I know he's gonna help me when he can.
Mm-hmm.
And I think something about being a stud, they're tougher and they got more in the tank.
Yeah.
Than most horses, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
So...
That's cool, because I was going to say, I mean, how can you not ride him? I mean, as an outsider, like, he is rank, I feel like. I don't blame you.
Yeah, that horse has been a blessing to me and my family and everyone involved. I mean, it was almost a God thing.
Yeah.
That horse, I got the opportunity to ride that horse, and it really has been, it's been great. I mean, it's amazing. It's a blessing.
That's awesome.
So, He's hard to fault. I mean, all the setups and different setups and different, I mean, you can turn them fast. You can run them to the back end. They can lope, they can trot, or they can be the fast one heard.
Mm-hmm.
He just seems to do good. I mean, not much blows his skirt up. And he rides around with his head down. You know, he's a pleasure to ride.
Well, that's cool.
And then, my sorrel horse, I haven't had him very long. I've had him since the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a nice horse, too.
Yeah.
He was a nice fill-in at Greeley.
Mm-hmm.
You
got him this winter, you said?
Yes.
Where did he come from? What's the story on him?
I bought him from Logan Moore this winter.
Oh, okay.
Logan had bought him from Shea Carroll, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is he similar or pretty different to the stud?
He's fast. Yeah, he's fast and he's little. That's why I like him. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like both those horses can dominate the cow down the arena,
mm-hmm.
and then and they're still easy through the turn.
Yeah.
That's huge rodeo, and so we got to get down the arena. We have to control the cow, or initially trap the cow, and give our hitters high percentage shots.
Yeah.
And if we can do that, then our hitters are going to catch a lot, and it's just good business.
For sure. Well, you know, I have to ask too, your wife had a killer cowboy Christmas as well. I mean, how did that kind of make things a little bit more, I don't know, special, I guess, this year?
She did amazing. She's roping awesome. She might be roping better than she ever has.
Yeah.
It's nice, obviously, as a family, you know.
Yeah.
It was a huge week for us last week as a family. And it's really cool that we get to do it as a family, and we're both involved in it, and we're, you know, we're both on each other's team.
Mm-hmm.
And we got our little boy out here, Brooks, and it's fun all the way around. So
yeah,
you know, and cool. It keeps us both we're not competing against each other, but it keeps us like competitive, you know. Keeps
our mind on that. It. Yeah.
Yeah, we're always building each other up, and we're both wanting to win, so our mind's on it. So
yeah, that's awesome.
It is awesome. I was very proud of her. She did awesome. So
did you guys, how do I word this, since you can't buddy and stuff, I mean, did you guys get up at the same places very often or no?
No. It would be ideal if we could buddy.
Yeah,
that would be awesome. But we can't. So we have two rigs out here, and this time of year we do what's best for us to accomplish the most we can. So when it slows down in the Northwest and stuff, we can air the same and get in the same rig,
mm-hmm.
and it's a lot more fun, I guess, traveling out with family, and obviously cheaper. But right now, everybody enters the best way for them,
right.
and we do what's most important for us to be successful.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's kind of the way we go about it. So, yeah, we haven't got to enter the same much lately, but
mm-hmm.
winning takes care of everything, right?
Yeah. Well, I know that y'all can't buddy, but I didn't know if luck was on your side and maybe you guys ran into to each other at the same places at all. But
yeah, starting kind of after Spanish Fork and stuff, we will start trying to get up the same.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah. Right now, it just is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If it works out, it works out. If it don't, then it's part of it.
Yeah. Like you said, winning makes all the difference.
Yeah, winning changes everything. So, yeah. And we're lucky that her parents... her mom can come out here.
Oh, that's awesome.
And help with Brooks. And so it takes a lot of stress off her and me initially not having to worry about him traveling and everything. So it's a lot easier on your mind knowing that she has good help and mm-hmm. help that's on her team, you know?
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Short Score, and thanks to our friends at Smart Pack and Colicare for sponsoring this episode. If you are looking to take a proactive approach to your horse's digestive health, check out Colicare at smartpackequine.com.